Good morning, everyone. Help yourself to coffee and donuts. We continue our learning of Sha'arim B'Tfila. We are in the Pirkei Siyam, the concluding chapters, page Kuf Ayin. We last left off. Rav Pinkas was reminding us that to a certain degree, the test of the authenticity of our avoda, the test of the genuine nature of our prayer, is how we daven, the kind of kavana we're able to have when we're out of our element. To sit in your makom kavua, to be comfortable sitting at a table, to open your standard sitter, to hear your usual chazan, to be in your usual shul and have kavana, that in itself is incredibly difficult. But at least the environment, the atmosphere, contributes to your being able to have kavana. But what happens when you're outside your element? When you're on the road? What happens when you're belechtech of a derech? Do you therefore disregard? Do you therefore concede and forfeit? There goes kavana. It's impossible to have here at the airport. It's impossible to have here in the office, on the side of the road, at Yankee Stadium, which needs a lot of tefillah these days, by the way. Seven in a row. Seven losses in a row. They're killing me. They're toying with us. But so what kind of davening do you have there? So we're on the bottom of page Kufayin. Mishi izboni bezatilo yediyazu hisaurus atzuma. When you contemplate this, when you realize that there is a particular challenge, how incredibly important it is not only to have kavana in your usual environment, but dafka when you're out of your element, to not give up, but to say, I have to double down on having kavana. The same Baal Avoda, the same person who's striving, who's aspiring, who wants to be growing in their conversation and relationship with Hashem, who says their brachos out loud, word for word, who davens with kavana, that same person, when they're out of their element, they often, again, just throw it off. What could I do? There's no way. All of a sudden they become a different person. They throw off of themselves all that avoda. They throw on the baseball cap and the blue shirt. Now they think they're not recognizable as Ben Torah all of a sudden. I can tell you from experience, you're still highly recognizable. So they change the external outfit, you're on the road, you're traveling, and now you think, now I fly through davening, now I come late, now I leave early. I'm not in my atmosphere, I'm not in my routine. We're creatures of routine. I'm out of the routine, and it's over. Until all of a sudden, you don't recognize, you can't compare the type of davening and brachos and midos and character and life the person has. And while Rav Pinkas is talking specifically about davening, the same can be said about our whole attitude towards our relationship with Hashem. And it's very relevant and it's very compelling this time of the year as many of us are entering the vacation season. Vacation, mishorish, vacate. Many people think that when you vacate, when you go on vacation, all the rules change. Your whole life changes. When I'm in my routine, that's when I attend the shiur. That's when I'm committed to set aside time for learning. That's when I make it to shul. That's when I daven bekavana. That's when I have my routine. And when I'm out of my routine, I'm traveling, I'm on vacation, and so on. It's vacation. Leave me alone. I'm more lax. More lax. What I eat, where I eat, how I eat, I'm more lax. Where I daven, if I daven, how I daven, I'm more lax with everything. And what they fail to realize is that, in fact, the greatest arena of chinuch, the greatest arena of educating our children, is not when we're in our comfort zone and routine. It's dafka when we're out. It says, what is the pasuk? V'shinantam v'necha v'dibarta bam. Teach your children, tell them what's important. B'shivtecha b'veisecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech. Where is the kiyum? Where is the fulfillment of v'shinantam l'vanecha? Of course it's in school, our wonderful educators and administrators. Of course, it's a actual poor reflection on our generation and many generations, that we no longer have the time, in many cases the know-how, in almost all cases the patience, to be the educators of our children. So what do? We outsource it. We created a school system, then we outsource it. It goes back to the Gemara. We created a school system, we outsource educating our children because they, Baruch Hashem, have the patience and the know-how, the skill set, and we are incredibly indebted to them for it. But the complementary educational arena for our children, which leaves an even greater impact, is our homes, is our lives. And where is the Vishinantam Levanecha? Where do our children learn most from us? What we say with our mouths, what we tell them to do, what do they learn from us? B'shivtecha b'beisecha, when they see how we sit around in our house. Oh, I saw the way you davened at shul, but when you had to chapa mincha at home because you couldn't make it to shul for whatever reason, was your Shmona Esrei 1/10 of the time it takes when you're in shul, when everyone's watching, when you're there? I saw the way you are. What about when you're... So b'shivtecha b'beisecha, uvelechtecha v'aderech. When we're on vacation, when we're on the road, you still set aside time for learning. What does your davening look like? And so on. One of the greatest bracha achronas I ever heard in my life, was in Washington, D.C. a couple of years ago before the Iran deal was finalized. There was a last push effort. AIPAC held a fly-in to try to lobby, and it attracted a group of rabbis. They did a specifically a rabbinic fly-in as well. And my Rebbe Rav Schechter, Rosh Yeshiva B'Yeshiva University, came as well. And we were sitting in the waiting room at our congressman, Ted Deutsch's office. So first of all, we were with his son, Rabbi Shai Schechter, who's now at the Young Israel of Woodmere. And he gave his father a snack. It was a long day of traveling and so on. His father didn't want to eat it while we were in this area of Congressman Deutsch's office that his staff was kind enough to give us to wait. He felt that this is like a very special place, Karov L'Malchus. You shouldn't eat. Of course, we convinced him, it's fine. Eat. Have something to eat here. It's okay, trust me. What's happening in Congressman's office, eating and making a bracha is the least of the problems. So not our Congressman, Baruch Hashem, but many others. So he ate, and then he made a bracha achrona out loud. If you've ever heard of Schechter Davin, you've ever heard him make a bracha achrona, an ala michya. His ala michya took longer than most people's benching. I'm not exaggerating. His everyday average ala michya, and why am I sharing it with you? Because it wasn't in the base medrash. It wasn't an ala michya in the comfort of his home in Washington Heights. It wasn't in a shul. He was sitting in the waiting room of Congress office, sensitive to not to those around him, but at the same time confident and proud, and he said a bracha achrona out loud that took longer than most people's benching. Uvelechtecha v'aderech. Sometimes you see and you're inspired, and it leaves an impression more of something you see someone do, uvelechtecha v'aderech, than what you see them do, b'shach b'cha v'kumecha, in the comfort of your own routine and home. V'hinei, milvad malas ha-mezgaber b'avoda gam shalo b'mkomo, in addition to the great accomplishment of being able to overcome and endure and serve Hashem with great sincerity, even when you're out of your element, hari mikoch yisod ha-nisker yesh b'za'od inyan nister, v'hu shevadai sheyesh inyanam yuchadam ha-nitzrachim l'isakim le'asos b'mokam ha-zeh davka, when you find yourself in that, when you find yourself displaced, so you're traveling, you're in the hospital, you're at work, you're davening in a place that you didn't intend, that's inconvenient, you have to actually embrace the moment, says Rav Pinkus. Realize it's min hashamayim. For whatever reason, God ordained and dictated that you are found there, and that your particular avoda, your effort is to be able to elevate yourself there. So instead of conceding and saying, you know what, I daven well when I'm in shul, I daven well in the base medrash, I'm able to learn when I have my chavrusa or I have my shir, but I'm out of my element, woe is me that for whatever reason, unexpectedly, I'm out of my element, here I give up, I forfeit, I concede, I'm not going to be able to connect. It's the opposite. Person has to say to themselves, wherever I'm found, it's where I'm meant to be. And wherever I'm meant to be, I'm meant to do my avoda, I'm meant to be able to figure out how I can be inspired, how I can be a Ben Aliyah, how I can aspire and be ambitious where I am, where I'm meant to be. I think last week, did I say over the Baal Shem Tov about a person should Ayin Roa Ozen Shemas? I think I said it over last week. Baal Shem Tov reinterpreted the Mishnah in Avos, that Dam Alam Alam Imcha, know what's above you. If you understand that Hashem orchestrates the world, you know Ayin Roa Ozen Shemas, that what you see, you were meant to see. And what you heard, you were meant to hear. And where you're found, you were meant to be. And therefore, kol ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavim, how you react and respond, whether you embrace that moment, whether you become inspired by that moment, it's because you were meant to be. In fact, after last week, someone watched it on Facebook Live, and they texted me privately that they got stuck. They normally work in Miami. They normally daven at an early minyan in Hollywood on the way. The traffic was incredible, so they missed that minyan, and they had to drive straight to their office and daven in their office. And normally they would have been very down, and they would have just davened really quickly and closed the door and be done with it, because what could you do? You're out of your routine. You tried your hardest. And based on what Rav Pinkus is telling us and the Baal Shem Tov's insight, you have to say the opposite. I can't control the traffic. I left early enough. I did my hishtavlus. I took my initiative. For whatever reason, it's min hashamayim. God ordained. I didn't make it to that minyan. I'm davening in my office. So now rather than say, and therefore I'm going to fly through it, and therefore I'm going to blow it off, and therefore I'm going to get out of there as quickly as possible because it wasn't meant to be, you have to live life saying it is exactly what was meant to be. It was meant to be, for whatever reason that day, that you close the door and daven as slowly with as much kavana, maybe more, shelo bimkomo, out of your element. Because if you find yourself displaced, then it's not an accident. It's because your challenge is that day to connect in the place in which you are displaced. That's our avoda in that moment. So rather than look at it as, woe is me, and therefore to fly through things, we should recognize that wherever we find ourselves, whenever we find ourselves, however we find ourselves, ayin roa, we were meant to see that. Ozen shamas, we were meant to hear that. And we were meant to be in that new place, embrace it, and figure out, what's my avoda? What is my mission? What is my task? Why was I placed here? What am I meant to accomplish? And how am I meant to grow? Dafka specifically by being here today. We should all grow each and every day. Have a wonderful day.